Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We're going to have a complete check your markets when we come back with Tom Leffler. He'll join us in just a moment. That's coming up when we return right after this.
Get more out of your day by parking further from the door, taking an extra lap around the store, or taking the stairs. Adults should get 30 minutes of physical activity each day to stay healthy. Learn how at shapeyourfutureok.com.
A healthy plate is a plate that's half full of fruits and vegetables. Power up with fresh, canned, or frozen fruits and veggies and make a healthy plate at every meal. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com.
Hey, is PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, taking a look at livestock futures, and we ended up with a nice close on Friday, higher across the board there.
Yes, we did, Dave. We saw strong buying that allowed the entire cattle complex to close with large triple-digit gains. The feeder cattle broke out to the upside on Friday with their highest trade of the past 18 sessions. We also saw cash cattle trading feed yards between 166 and 168 on the hoof, which is steady to $2 lower. Now, choice box beef was down $1.41, and select boxes were up 82 cents on a movement of 94 loads. Cattle kill Friday estimated at 108,000 head. The weekly kill, 564,000 head. That is 11,000 more than the previous week was. And the cash feeder index was up 18 cents. We also saw the lean hog futures close higher Friday. On Friday's close, December cattle were $1.45 higher. January feeders up $1.87. And December lean hogs $1.12 higher.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, corn and wheat lower, but soybeans had a pretty nice day on Friday.
That's right. Our corn and our wheat market did close negative on Friday, traded mostly negative on Friday also, while the soybeans managed to have a positive close. Now, news-wise, it was a fairly quiet session on Friday, and for the week, we saw our December corn lose 9 cents, January beans lost 12 cents, and December KC wheat lost 24 cents for the week last week. This morning at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA supply and demand report that is expected to show the corn and the soybean production to be larger than the past month. This afternoon is a crop progress report expected to show the corn harvest at 85% complete and soybeans around 90% done. Overnight, the trading has been mixed and only in moderate volume. December KC wheat now down a penny and a quarter. December corn down 0.75 cents. January soybeans 4 cents higher. December cotton's up 38 points. December crude oil 89 cents higher. We're looking at December dollar index down 29 cents. And December Dow Jones futures are trading 21 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time here today and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.